back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We it's with great pride and pleasure that I announce that the Maryland Crab Cake Tour is letting itself play. March 4th, we get back out, finally taking the masks, we're going to be at the Mamas on the Half Shell down in Canton. I keep saying Nacho Mamas, but it's right next door. So you can find us down on the square in Canton. That's March 4th. And then a whole litany of dates moving forward. And John Martin from the Maryland Lottery is on now. And I know you'll like this. First off, I'm wearing my Chicken Palooza shirt because I'm getting ready for summer because it's 65 degrees out as we're doing this segment. But I have not had a crab cake this year, I thought about this because
how is that possible? Wait a minute.
Here's what happened. I went to Costas the other night. I got my shot and I went and I got crab imperial and I put it on English muffins and made crab toast. Oh, it was so delicious. So I went to Costas last weekend and this is the variety in my life. Things, you know, I'm flexible. I have infinite flexibility now. So I got in the car and I went to Costas craving a crab cake. I got the menu and I was going to order two crab cakes. I was going to eat one, take one home. I had it all planned out. And then somehow, some way, I saw the salmon with the crab meat special tomato cream thing. And I thought, I've never had that. So I got it. And now I just thought about it again. I have not had a crab cake in 2 months. The last crab cake I had was Fadley's Christmas time. I brought a crab cake home at Fadley's, the last crab cake I had. So this is going to be a big deal when I get
together. The punchline of the whole story is you had a great meal.
It was unbelievably delicious. And I brought crab soup home that's in the fridge. And I still have crackers. So, and I brought some spinach home. But the actual crab cake, I'm waiting for the tour. I'm saving myself. And by the way, and I know you're supportive of all this, and I appreciate that. I'm going to find places in May that you've never heard of. I got a place called Soul Cuisine that I got recommended to me. A lot of downtown places. The places that aren't, no offense to Pappas or Conrad's or the place G&M, the places we've gone, I'm going to till new soil here as I find new crab cakes all summer long. So I appreciate your sponsorship. I hear we have winners. You're here to tell me about people winning money again. I listened. I was in the car last week. I heard our segment. I still can't believe we're giving away like tons of money for getting the shot. Like I totally forgotten about that.
You know what? Today, I should say this week, but it was today, we had our $500,000 Vax Cash week one winner in here today. We also drew a $50,000 winner from Montgomery County this week. The first week winner was from Dundalk, as you know.
So when someone finds out they won $500,000 for something they probably didn't even know they were entered in, probably? Yeah. Is that possible? Did you talk to this winner? Did this winner know that they were?
Personally, I did not, but you're right. That happens a lot. I mean, we know that from Vax Cash One. I mean, we had people here who, you know, you always hear these horror stories about people being scammed. So when somebody tries to reach out and give them money, their first instinct, right, is to pull back and say, whoa, wait a minute. And there are those.
Do I have to sit through the meeting for the free condo?
Right, exactly.
For the timeshare?
Right. But those things, they do happen to people. And we are, you know, our part, we're very thrilled to be working with the governor's office and the Maryland Department of Health. And there will be $50,000 weekly winners up until May 3rd, when a $1 million winner will be selected for the Vax Cash 2.
And we is this the Dundalk person, the $500,000?
Yes, was from Dundalk. Yeah.
That's my homeland. But if I had this person on, the first thing I would say is, did you know? Because I got my shot, and I just mentioned I went to Costas, and I had that was my booster. I went to Costas. When I'm getting the shot and I'm masked up and I'm sitting there over in Dundalk on Wise Avenue, and I wasn't thinking I might win money out of this deal, right? Like, so what a brilliant thing to do. And I think a brilliant thing to promote what you guys do, which is try to raise revenue for the state at heart, right?
Well, I tell you, the lucky light is shining on your burg of Dundalk, because just this last week we had one of our first pick five winners. A gentleman won $25,000, which is the maximum prize on a 50-cent bet for a new pick five winner. And you can find all these winner stories on mdlottery.com. But you may want to go back and visit the homeland and just roll around in the soil a little bit.
Well, I'm wearing my Chicken Palooza shirt, which is non-denominational for all Royal Farms. Although I will say, and they don't like it when I say this, I think the chicken tastes better on the Eastern Shore, but I tested that. But you can get it anywhere. But the Linthicum location apparently had a $1 million winner. You're giving real money away down there at the Maryland Lottery.
Real money to real people. That's the beauty of it. And this week, Nestor, we introduced two exciting games, actually three exciting games we think are going to appeal to our scratch-off players. The first is our $2 Betty Boop ticket.
I always liked her.
She speaks highly of you, too. Every time I talk to her, she says, how's Nestor doing?
Well, she's an intellectual.
So top prize on the $2 ticket is $10,000. But we also launched this week our Gold Rush mini family, two games, a $10 top prize, $250,000. And our $30 ticket, top prize, $2 million. So this Gold Rush paired ticket, the 10 and the 30, you'll see a lot of that in our in-store promotion and advertising along the way. But that's always a fun time of the year. We try to do that every February to kind of get people ready to get into springtime, winning lots and lots of money. So we hope that happens and people are looking for those tickets out in their retailer.
Did you stop giving me Monopoly trivia questions because you thought I was cheating and look up the answers? I mean, because you stopped giving me the questions, but you're still playing the game, right?
We are still playing the game hot and heavy because this last week we had the first of our second chance contest winners. Some lucky individual won, I believe it was over $65,000 on our second chance. Now, here's how that works. Once a player buys one of our four scratch-off tickets or our two fast play tickets, if it happens to be a non-winning ticket, you may enter it into our second chance drawing. And every month between now and July, we will have a rolling progressive jackpot for second chance winners. For instance, today we reset it. We're about $4,000 now, but between now and March 21st, which is the deadline for the next entry, that jackpot will grow and grow and grow. Last month, it grew to $65,000.
Can you call it a non-winning ticket when you get a second chance?
Yeah,
you called it a non-winning ticket, and I'm like,
I can, because it initially has become a non-winning ticket, and then it's entered into. So it's maybe a rebirth ticket. How about
rebirth?
That?
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I always make fun of this and have a good time because I don't know that everybody knows, because I didn't know until I got to know you better and got involved. I really didn't know. I guess I didn't know how digital the game was, right? Like that you can check things online. You can tell if you won. Your phone is active in all of this. The lottery has come a long way if you haven't played, right? If you don't know this, you have a second chance. You better know there's a progressive sweepstakes involved here.
You have to. I mean, the market pulls us into it, sometimes kicking and screaming, but pulls us into it. I mean, you talk about great partners like our friends at Royal Farms and Wise Markets. I mean, these stores all have forward-facing customer apps. And so people are doing everything on their phones. You have to be consistent with that. So we allow people a chance to check out all their games on their mobile devices, scan their winning tickets right there to know if they have, in fact, a winner or a non-winner, soon to be called a rebirth ticket.
Some people don't even scratch them off. They just check the code and
It's kind of like, not watching the game and just going to the last 2 minutes of it.
Or it's like betting on the horse race and then not watching the race. Part of the fun of doing it, right?
It absolutely is part of the fun. Absolutely is. And that's what players tell us. They enjoy that. They enjoy the tactical feel, getting the schmutz on their hands as they scratch in their car or wherever they are. Looking to see if they happen to win.
Carol told me that you have special scratchers. So, when I get my next batch of scratch offs for the Maryland Crab Cake Throw, I'm going to have little scratchers to make sure people don't have to use nickels and dimes and pennies, because some people don't have change. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some people don't have sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or worse, the fork or spoon at their table setting. But you're right. We want to look for giving you other things. So when you engage people out on the Crab Cake Tour, which we're happy to sponsor with you, that you're able to provide a little more swag, a little more value for their attendance.
All right, listen, we spent all of last year back and forth, casino, sports wagering, will it open, will it be open for the Super Bowl? You didn't bet your life on it, but you had good feelings, and then you had bad feelings, and then Swark, and then it happened, and everybody went and had a good time, and I went masked up. March Madness, that would be the next. I don't know a sports friend that didn't aspire at one point to spend March Madness in Vegas. You know what I mean? To do that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, be there when all the games, or even the Sweet 16 weekend where there's a bunch of games as well. We're going to experience that for the first time. And I'll be talking about that all month, but I know that that is probably number two behind Super Bowl weekend as far as how it would go for these five casinos. And I guess a good time to ask you now about whether other places are going to be open or whether maybe some places are even targeting March Madness as an opening time, because it seems to be a natural to me.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. If the Super Bowl is way up on top, and it is, a little bit below that is the March Madness activity. And at this point, I don't really see the other locations that are in the pipeline. And there are three off-track betting locations. Our friend Chris at Greenmount Station in Hampstead is one. Long Shots in Frederick is a second. And Riverboat down on the Colonial Beach, Virginia property on the banks of Potomac.
I'll be down there in August eating crab cakes again. I'm going to find a better place this time, but you watch me. I'm going to find a Southern Maryland place.
But I don't know that all three of those are, or any of those three are going to be ready for March Madness. And this week at our commission meeting, we will introduce yet a fourth entry. We will have qualified Bingo World, which is Maryland's largest bingo hall, and its facility partner, Rush Street Interactive. So they will now be in the hopper as well. And we'll have those four, as well as others that are not quite that far yet, progressing. But I'm going to say, Nestor, in all fairness, I mean, I think the pace of play is going to slow down a little bit on these next wave of brick and mortar locations, you know, after March Madness, and especially given the labor situation with Major League Baseball. There's going to be a little bit of a lull out in the sports wagering marketplace. But now is a great opportunity to engage people who consider as a business venture the possibility to get in there. I'm here to announce today that we have a website that will help them get more information. So if you are a small business, a minority-owned business, a women-owned business who think you may want to get into sports wagering from the business aspect of it, go to www.swarc.org, and you'll get plenty of information there on where we are in the process, information about how to go about looking at if this is a viable business opportunity for you.
I'm going to share that with everybody right now who's watching out on the website. I just pulled it up here.
Thank you.
Uncle Larry's right on the front. There he is. All right. Boyd Rutherford. Nice work there.
Right there you see on top, you don't need necessarily to click on it. There you go. But it would give you information about who are the members of the SWARC. These are public meetings. What are the information? This is a key page here, the documents and resources. So people can go to any of these and get information about the industry and what they need to do is potentially a business partnering relationship. And we are encouraging all people to make themselves get informed. Make a business decision, but a knowledgeable business decision. This is
why we talked about it last week a little bit. Like, you know, I have a sports radio station and a website and a sports thing, and you know, but what would I serve them? Where would they come? And we were talking about the entertainment part of, yeah, you can make a bet and that's great, but like, is it a business? And for the casinos, it's been their primary business all these years. Right. It shouldn't shock anybody that they know how to do it and have executed it, right? And I think it's what we were talking about, even in getting them open, it wasn't easy for them to not just have compliance, but to have a business. It's more than just compliance. It's like running a business.
Oh, it absolutely is. And you know, the key announcement this week is that information is now being filtered into the marketplace. People can make informed decisions. And if they choose to want to get in, there are vehicles there that they can make themselves known to us. We'll start to communicate with them. Behind the scenes, the regulatory process still has to go through its paces. Regulations have to be written. Applications have to be approved and vetted. And we're still aiming for the second half of this year. I'm still sticking to NFL season 2022 as a target for mobile wagering. But a lot's got to happen. But at least this is a first good step in the right direction to get information out into the hands of those men and women who need to make those decisions.
Well, my wife's always wanted to go to Bingo World, so at least there's a free shout-out for them. John Martin is here. He is the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We're letting ourselves play. Maryland Crab Cake Tour is getting back out on the road. I'm really looking forward to it. And also the guest list, you know, the people that the friends that I get to invite and sit down with. It's been a couple of months. We're elbow bumping. I went out to L.A. I even saw John Mayer this week, so I've been concerting a little bit. So I'm starting to – 65 degrees. It's starting to smoke me out a little bit, get me out of the house here a little bit. So I hope to have a crab cake with you at some point during March or April, and we'll get you out as well. Anything else going on with Maryland Lottery? I mean, we got Monopoly out. I mean, I talk about it all the time. The machines, it's just so easy to play if you want to play.
Yeah, we are. And similar to you, I mean, with the spring, we tend to get into our event season as well and upcoming events for us. So people can come and meet and greet us at the Maryland Home and Garden Show, the first two weekends in March at the Timonium Fairgrounds. And I enjoy shows like that, not only meeting people and you know, taking a tour or two in the booth when people stop by, but also the shows themselves.
I mean, a backyard now. My wife's going to want, when is this again? I used to do this with a sponsor and go out. I signed Purple Rain 20 years ago at Timonium. It's a wonderful event, but I lived in a condo. I never had a need for it.
I tell you what, though, in living in a condo, my wife has found plenty of needs. So we are going to be in the bath remodeling section.
Oh.
I'm not the handy guy you are. I'm not handy
at all.
Yeah, well, I'm not. So, you know, but we're going to do our little tour through the booths and try to make some informed decisions ourselves.
John, I'm making an informed decision that the raccoons and the fox and the deer that I've seen out the window are going to eat all my wife's vegetables. And I keep saying to her, we can go to Wise. We can just go to the farmers. We can get like the couple. But my wife like wants to grow tomatoes. And I'm like, well, if you want to feed the raccoons with it, you know, have at it. And she's like, no, we'll get fencing and stuff. And I'm like, Maryland Home and Garden Show. That's what we need, right?
Yeah. Well, stop by when you're there. Stop by the Maryland Lottery and Gaming booth. We'll be happy to talk to you further.
All right. They're going to quiz me on Monopoly trivia or no?
No, I think you've already shown your competency. We're going to save some other things for you down the road.
You make me want to play Monopoly now. Like, I want to get the dice out and put you in jail and tax you on Ventnor Avenue and all that kind of stuff. John Martin is here. He is the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, and we love having him on every week. Let yourself play. Have a great week. Next week, crab cakes for all my friends down in Canton. How about that?
Thank you, Nestor. Good to see you again, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You got it. John Martin joining us here. We are covering all things Ravens. The combine underway. Eric Costa will be heard from next week, as will John Harbaugh, and getting ready for the draft and free agency. Luke is on the hill making it all happen, and we're around. We're easy to find. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop letting ourselves play and talk a little BaltimorePositive.com.